your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, back chatting with Jim McKinney, where I were talking about we have to take care of America right now because America is very definitely not being taken care of. We have rioting, we have violence in the streets, we have a murder rate right now that is incredibly high in the United States, whether you're talking about a major city like Chicago, L.A., San Francisco, New York, what have you, even Seattle, Washington. Jimmy, I think the people have really, really given up and simply are saying, you know, the very negative people in our citizenry, for lack of better terms, you know, they are so anxious right now in a psychological sense, in a negative sense also, that when their emotions get away with them, oftentimes the result is very, very violent action. We got to stop that, Jim.
Yeah, no, I agree. And what has happened over the last probably since 2008 and the election of Barack Obama is that we've got the crazies making decisions. Slowly, surreptitiously, the extremists in the left have gained power in Washington and have gained power in local and state governance.
Yep.
And of course, that's driven by media support. And of course, from my view, it has a lot to do with, you know, global corporations that really want to expand their markets in the rest of the world and care less about America. So they're pushing agendas based on, who can they buy off in order to continue to reap profits and to globalize and to expand their capacities. I think that's what we're seeing across the board. I think that's the nefarious big picture efforts behind what's happening in America right now. Because basically the wackos, the people that were on the extreme left, are now the ones that are actually in positions of significant power inside Washington, D.C., and in many places around the country.
You bet.
And something has to change. You know, we've got to push back. And hopefully Americans are beginning to wake up and realize that what's happened and how effectively that the wackos are now making decisions and destroying this nation very rapidly.
Well, they're destroying this nation very rapidly. And after the top of the hour news, I want to talk about another issue that I think is incredibly important. I know you've got some issues you want to break into, but I also really wonder about the value issues in the United States. You know, I was kind of putting that together last night again when I was doing some research for what you and I were going to talk about today. And I'll tell you what that is, Jimmy. If America didn't have the moral values that they had, for example, during the Second World War, I would go so far as making the very dramatic statement that very possibly we could have lost that war to Germany and the Jewish race would not even exist today. Moral values are what this country was built on, but I just made a pretty dramatic statement, Jim. Would you agree with that or disagree with it?
Well, I agree that moral values are the foundation for all civilization and society. And that's why over millennia, we have developed these rules and responsibilities that came with either faith or with good governance based on, you know, our Constitution in the U.S.,
yeah,
which really have lit the world, you know, given light to the world on a good direction to go. And you're right, we're losing them. And I think, you know, the politics is reflective of it, where, you know, it's all about winning. And, you know, I grew up thinking, you know, it was really about the integrity. It wasn't always about the victory, but it was the integrity of it and, you know, the honesty. Sometimes we lose.
Yep.
But they're in the political realm, and this is on the right and the left, people have compromised their values in order to do whatever smear campaign, whatever dirty trick out there as possible in order to abuse the opponent and in order to gain power. And that's very, very reflective right now on both parties. You know, you've got the extreme left and then you've got moderate Democrats that are, you know, fighting internally. And then you've actually have the same thing in some cases on the Republican conservative side, which, you know, I theoretically and, you know, historically has kind of had the upper hand, maybe in some sense of individual moral responsibility, because it was driven a lot by, you know, faith organizations and Christian values. But they're fading. You know, they are fading. And I know that's one reason why people hated Donald Trump on the right. You know, Christian conservatives thought, hey, here's this guy with no moral code, a New Yorker, that, you know, whatever, had philandering affairs or those types of things. And what the bottom line is, it is getting dirtier and dirtier in politics. And that dirty politics is very reflective on the leadership in the nation, where people like Bill Clinton, the president of the United States, lies to the American public and then still is loved by them,
right,
because he hires lawyers to get himself out of it. I just think it's incredibly, you know, there's always been problems. Historically, we're always doing facing these types of things. But ultimately, moral values, integrity, honesty is what makes people trust each other. And we're losing that rapidly.
Jim, let me ask you a question. When you talk about moral values, and I really don't want to devote an entire segment to this, but, you know, admittedly, Joe Biden has a major problem with his son, Hunter. There's no question about that. If you read any of the literature that has come out about Hunter Biden, he's got serious issues with illegal drugs. He's got serious issues, perhaps, with alcohol, etc., etc. Why in the hell doesn't the President of the United States take direct action to help his son? I have good friends whose children have had serious problems with drugs. They have helped their children solve that problem. It's cost them quite a bit of money, but they've done it. Why hasn't Joe Biden done that?
Your question is as good as mine, but I will tell you that I think that Joe Biden is just as corrupt. I think the information that has come out on Hunter Biden that is factual,
right,
from his own word and his own hand is absolutely disgusting, and videos over and over again. And so, you know, where does that come to? You know, it comes from living in an environment that supports that, obviously, under his father's power and leadership as a senator and out of the corruption. So you're not going to see Joe Biden do anything to step in to make a difference there. And you're not going to see Jill Biden do it, because she's obviously sacrificing the integrity of Joe Biden in order to have power to be the first lady of the United States. These people should have, like Mueller's wife, should have never let him testify in front of Congress,
right,
never put him in front of that investigation. And the same thing, Joe Biden should, his family should have never let him go up as president. He is not competent, not capable of it,
Jim,
right now. And we're seeing the ramifications of it.
We've got to take a break. The news stations are waiting on our network. And so I want to say we're going to take a break for the top of the hour news. You guys, we're going to tackle this question once again, because Biden happens to be a perfect example of a lack of morals.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.